We can hear anything.
The moment it pops into your head.
The moment it pops into our head, we can hear it. We can read the lyrics. We can know when it was done, who did it, all the information about it. And pretty much it's free. I mean, if you have Apple Music or Spotify, you're paying a monthly fee, but
you can be walking with your little earbuds in and you can just say, hey, Siri, skip this song. And even that happens if there's one you don't want to hear. Right. So,
or you could say, you know, I sure would love to hear that song Downtown by Petula Clark. Which was a great song.
It was.
Yeah. I listened to it the other day.
You're kidding.
Three or four times. And I forgot I'd heard it. No.
So I had to listen to it
again. Listen to it three times. No, I just wanted to hear the words really well. And I didn't want to read.
Downtown.
Right. I wanted to hear her sing the words. And so I listened to the song a couple times in a row. And what a great song. Music and lyrics.
What's the emotion?
The emotion for me...
In that song, in that particular song.
It's a little melancholy, but it's also a little happy.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
It's a little melancholy, but it's also a little downtown.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4595. BFO for the 19th of
September
2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Plus, we're going to have a preview of the upcoming Rat World trip. Big Fatty. Hello, Packers. Big Fatty, that's what we were the other day. It's true. You're Packers again because, y'all, this music is what you'll hear next week when I kind of give you a recap or an overview of what is scheduled for things to do. And y'all, all of that will be pre-recorded. Y'all then will have some recaps of what actually happened. And that's what you'll hear here. Also, next week, I'll be using the travel hoist, micro hoist, that Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, suggested. And y'all, it sounds different. So that'll be, be ready to expect that. And we'll have some different times where Flo and the Nip and Granny will be involved. And we'll just cackle it up and, oh, Big Fatty, cackle it up. And then, y'all, it's just going to be lovely. It's just going to be lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, when are you going to tell us about what's happening Saturday and Sunday? Well, I'm going to tell you that as today's little show moves along, but y'all, just wanted to give you kind of an overview of what to expect next week. Big Fatty, thank ya!
Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, on Saturday, the 20th of
September,
y'all, we have a very important anniversarium. Now, y'all, this is one of those where I think that Saturday is the actual anniversarium, although they also celebrate the observance of their anniversarium on Labor Day, y'all. They were just recently visited by Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits, and y'all, they've One of them's been to the Pride 48 and has come here to the villa, and it has those little merman beach figurines and the poke the bear that Big Fatty likes to get. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the ones and only Holly and Sarge. Big Fatty, we love Holly and Sarge, indeed. And y'all, Santi would have also been Olive and Miss Kitty's anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
Knock it off!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, this weekend on Sunday, the 21st, of
September,
we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person many times at the Pride 48. Y'all, he was at the very first Pride 48, if I remember correctly, and I think he came to most all of them out there in Lost Wages, and even came to the ones in Nolens. Y'all, he is lives out there in the California with his husband, and y'all, he enjoys Ratland as much as Daniel Bieber enjoys Rat World. Y'all, he's just as sweet as he can be. I'm talking about the one and only Nico Martinez. Big Fatty, we love Nico Martinez. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Nico Martinez on the social medias or at Ratland, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Oops. Hello, Farty. Hey, it's Bacon. I went to Denver and I ran into these guys. There's this water fountain and there are two guys playing in their Speedos. And I'm like, Ninny, look at those guys over there. And she said,
what? This is a public space.
I said, aren't they?
We're just being enormous.
Okay. All right.
Woodhaven.
Well, a hallway.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, she was calling from Denver, the Mile High City. She and Bacon Bits were out there. I don't know if the rest of the family was or not. But anyway, and y'all, she met up with R.C. Martinez, and Jay, and with Holly and Casey. I don't know if Mr. Man and Sarge were involved in any of the plans or not, but just lovely that they were all able to get together. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for thinking of our burger and calling in and letting us know what's going on. Yes, Big Fatty.
Thank you.
music for a fright. It's true. Y'all, I got a call on the cellular telephonic device. Y'all, it was a mechanical calling me, and y'all, it was to arrange for the installation of my new micro radar range oven. When I bought it at the Lowell's, they said that it wouldn't be coming in until the 23rd of
September.
And y'all, it has come in, and the installation is scheduled for later today for right between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. So y'all, what I was afraid was going to happen, y'all, everything will be solved before Big Fatty heads to Rat World. So I was very happy about that. As you're listening to this, I'm getting ready to hop in the share, because y'all, Thursday evening, y'all, we're going to go see Beauty and the Beast, Big Fatty. Y'all, so that should be good, which means I'll miss the live eviction, or y'all, the live double eviction of the Big Brother. Yeah, Gussie, but y'all, Hump Day night, y'all, they had a two-hour Big Brother, and y'all, it was good. It was good episode. They kind of drug things out a little bit, but nonetheless, it was good, y'all. It is a mess. It is a mess. Y'all, that Zingbot was on, and y'all, Zingbot is mean. It's Meanbot. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they had Zingbot called Vince a crybaby, and said Morgan was acting like she was Vince's girlfriend, and just all kinds of crazy stuff. But anyway, y'all, it was all kind of mean. And but y'all, Zingbot got killed, and y'all, they had a menace, not Rachel, but the menace, mastermind, that's what it is. And anyway, Vince won the, by the way, this is a spoiler if you didn't see it Wednesday night. Vince won the head of household, and he nominated Ava, the girl, the girl with the hat with the flower in it, and Keanu and Kelly. And y'all, I can tell you that I can tell you that Morgan won the power of veto, and she took Ava off the block, and Vince put up Lauren, and y'all, it's just turmoil is what it is. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, Thursday night's live double eviction should be quite the event. So y'all, I'll be watching it on for right. As I'm getting things packed up and all, y'all, I'm going to get to a little bit more of the Saturday and Sunday on the trip, but but y'all, first of all, I just got to tell you about this dream.
It's time for Big Fatty's Dream Report. It's time for Big Fatty's Dream Report. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and listen to Big Fatty natter about his dreams and tell us if they were wet or not. It's time for Big Fatty's Dream Report. What'd you dream about, Dad?
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is my youngest daughter, Nessa. And Nessa, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, a bumper. Y'all, I had a dream, and y'all, it involved The Price is Right. And y'all, by the way, the new season of The Price is Right starts on Monday, so put that in your VRC. But y'all, I dreamt, I don't know where I was, but I was. It was like we were at an old place out in the woods, and there was this creepy things. But y'all, there was a carnival going on, and y'all, at the carnival, I met Johnny Olson, who used to be the original announcer on The Price is Right, and y'all, somehow we ended up in the studio out there in Culver City, and that Robert Barker was still the host, and but George Gray was the current announcer, and y'all, I had been chatting with Johnny Olson, and he told me that they were looking for a new announcer. And so we were talking, y'all, there were these people over to the side. I didn't know who they were. And y'all, anyway, this was between tapings or whatever. And y'all, I was up there and I was talking to George Gray and telling him how much I enjoyed how he announced and everything. And but y'all, I asked Johnny Olson, I said, Johnny, what was the oddest prize that y'all that they ever gave away on The Price is Right? And y'all, he immediately said, well, we had these booties of were for pigs, and so they were just, they had brought the pigs out and they had these booties on, and it was just an odd prize. And y'all, later on in the day, I walked over to that Robert Barker. You know, he's gone to glory. And I asked him, you know, what Johnny told me what he thought was the oddest prize that you ever gave away. He says, oh, yes, I know exactly what it was. It was on one of our Saturday shows. And it was these booties for pigs. And y'all, it is the craziest thing. It is the craziest thing. not as crazy as the nip shenanigans, which I'll have to tell you about those. And y'all, all I can say is I've run out of time and I can't tell you about what's coming up other than we're leaving at 9 a.m. in the morning. We're driving south to Jacksonville. We're going to stop at the Bucky's on the way down. We're having supper with Flo. And y'all, we're all going to be staying at the motel Saturday night just south of Jacksonville. We're getting up Sunday morning and we're heading to Rat World. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Oh, oh dear, gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, just real quick, the plans on Sunday are we're getting up early and heading to Rat World. We're going to check in over at the Poop Century motel there at Rat World and get our credentials, and then we're heading to the Typhoon Lagoon for a complimentary day at the water park, and then we'll check into the motel later after 3 p.m. in the afternoon, I believe. And y'all, then Sunday evening, we're meeting Daniel Biba and Zach at the Yachtsman Steakhouse. Big Fatty! Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids over there at the enormous little show. And Harley, what'd you think of today?
It's a little melancholy, but it's also a little downtown.
Oh, no, it's not a little downtown. It is all the way downtown. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.